Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as always. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Phil Swag is going to be with us in just a few minutes. We're still connecting with him. We're working on that. So he'll be here in a few minutes. Phil is former editor, of Business Week. And he wants to talk to us about the book that Walter Wriston wrote, his last book, Bits, Bytes, and Balance Sheets. Walter Wriston was perhaps the greatest banker of the 20th century, and many of the things that you and I enjoy today, of the banking services and products that you and I enjoy today, are we have him to thank for that. And you know, I don't know if you're doing online banking. I hope you are. I will tell you this. It will change, you know, it'll change your life. We do it. I do it personally. We do it here as a business. We do online banking. We can do it from wherever we are. By that I mean we can move money around if we need to from one account to another, and we can pay a bill. We do pay bills online. We do lots of things like that. So I hope you're taking advantage of some of these things, and so what I'm going to encourage you to do, what I want to encourage you to do is go to your bank, the one you do the most business with, the one where you have your operating account with, the one that you consider your lead bank, and get them to tell you about all the different things that they can offer you. There's so many things. There's so much technology that's available today that will help you do a number of things, and including maximizing your cash flow. There are devices these days that you can put in your office that will allow you literally to process a check in your office. You know how you're always racing to get a deposit ready and run into the bank before 2 or before 3, depending on who your bank is, so you can get that money in the bank and in your account and all that? Well, what if you didn't have to do any of that? What if you could just stay at the office when a check comes in, just run it through this device, which connects right up to the bank and puts it right into your account? How'd you like to be able to do that? Yeah, that's right. They can do that. Banks have that ability to do that, and they have had for a while. It all started with Check 21. Remember Check 21, where basically you and I lost any kind of float. We lost the opportunity to float because they processed the check so quickly. Well, it's all part of that whole movement, the Check 21 movement that happened about 4 years ago, I guess. And so they have devices that you can buy. Some of them may, depending on how good a customer you are, they might give them to you. I don't know. But there's a number of banking opportunities and capabilities that I want you to take advantage of, because it'll save you time. And look at all the jobs that you and I have to do in our small businesses that we don't have. We have too many jobs, too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. And this should be the issue of running to the bank to make a deposit, and even if the time to go there is not a big deal, and it is for some people, but what about just making sure that you get it in before the cutoff date? Because if you're like most small business owners, you're undercapitalized. Any given day, you got to cover some checks, and you might not have the money to cover those checks. And what if this technology that I'm talking about helped you to do that a little bit better? You wouldn't bounce checks. You'd save the overdraft fees, avoid the danger of a returned check, or worse, a payroll check that doesn't get paid. That could happen. depending on whether you, you know, what kind of relationship you have with your banker. Maybe your bank won't bounce a payroll check. Maybe they'll just overdraft you. I don't know. But more and more, I'm telling you folks, the technology that's available out there today is really beneficial. It's really a big deal. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it and use it to your advantage. And another thing, I want you, what you need to do is you need to go see the banker that you do business with. Go see the person that you borrow money from, the person that you think of for you is the face of that bank. Go to that person and say, hey, I've heard about some new capabilities, some new technology, and I want you to put me in touch with the people who can help you with that. And I'll tell you, the only thing about banks these days, they're not as good as they need to be at letting you know about those things. Yeah, they put the flyers out, but for business owners, they should be more proactive. And so this is an area you've got to take on, you've got to take responsibility for. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassie Game. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you use them to your advantage. Check them out. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out and use our stuff, which includes the smallbusinessadvocate.com has the show and all the different ways you can listen to the show, podcasting included, and not only the current show, the one we're doing today and this week, but the ones we've done all the way back to 99 when we started archiving our shows. And, of course, you've got our Brain Trust members there, hundreds of those, thousands of archives, hundreds of Brain Trust members, thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. We got the newsletter, which you can subscribe to there, and you got our blog, which we update every weekday. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Check that out. That's where you get small business answers. You type in your question, and we'll give you some answers. And hopefully they'll help you. That's our goal. I want to come back to the banking thing, and I want to remind you what I've said many times in the past. You know, I was talking earlier in the hour about some things that you need to do to deal with a difficult year. At no other time in the history of your company is it more important for you to become one with your banker, for you to become close to your banker, for him or her to know what's going on in your business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You've heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it. An uninformed banker, regardless of the news, an uninformed banker is a scared banker. And nobody, write this down, folks, this is going to be on the test. Nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker. An uninformed banker is a scared banker, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker. So how do you keep your banker from being scared? You put your information together, you put how your business is doing, you put your financial statements together, you put your cash flow statements together, you know, even if it's not pretty, you put all that together and you take it to the bank. Even if you don't need any money from them, you take it to the bank and you say, okay, banker, here's what's going on. Here's how the 2008 economy is impacting me. And we're off about 10% in sales. My collections have slowed down by 8 days per, you know, basically I used to collect my receivables in 33 days. Now I'm collecting them in 41 days. So that's costing me some cash flow. That's the bad news. The good news is one of my vendors is giving me better terms. The good news is one of the local major corporations laid some people off. I picked up a really good employee, et cetera, folks. Whatever it is, you know, I don't care. But you gotta go talk to your banker. You gotta let them know what's going on. If your banker is not your business's best friend, then one or two things are wrong. One, The first one is you aren't doing the good enough job with your maintaining a banking relationship, or two, you got the wrong banker. It's either your fault or it's their fault. If your banker is not your business's best friend, my banker is my business's best friend. I'm telling you, folks, I live this. I have lived this. And I have done it all the wrong ways to do banking relationships. Everything you can do incorrectly, I've done it. And I somehow live to tell about it. And sometimes I wonder how that happened. But I'm telling you, folks, I'm not pontificating from some ivory tower. I'm telling you from experience, from hard fought, still making the payments on this advice I'm giving you, kind of experience. And so please stay close to your banker. And I'll tell you something else. I don't know who you're doing business with. That's your business. But make sure that one of your banking relationships, I hope you have two, at least two. You need at least two banking relationships. Make sure one of them is with an independent community bank. Find an independent community bank in your area and develop some kind of relationship with them, and keep your bankers close. Keep your bankers close when things are going great. Keep them closer when things are slow. I promise you, it will make a difference. It'll be the difference, perhaps, between your survival and not surviving when things get tough. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And before I go, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, that's you, small business owners. And before I go, I want to remind you that today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.